Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, Dr. Samuel W. Snide has spent a couple of days surveying Pine Ridge as a possible field for his future dental activities, and he's now ready to make his decision. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down Strowing Library. Lum is just entering.
Granny's, he's going to stay, Abner.
Well, morning, Lum.
Dr. Snide's decided to locate here permanent.
He has?
Yeah. I just had a talk with him over at the boarding house, and he's going to settle down in Pine Ridge.
Well, good for him. He's a good dentist. Ezra Seastunk was telling me this morning he was over there and filed the teeth on his horse and said he'd done as good a job as he ever seen done.
Well, good.
That's what he said.
Well, he's convinced he can do a good business here, so he's going to hang up his shingle.
All right, doggies, that's good news. Now all the school young'uns can have their teeth taken care of. Huh?
Huh? What do you mean, huh?
I mean, huh, what did you say about a shingle? Has Dr. Snide got the shingles?
No, I said he's going to hang up his shingle.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, what's he going to hang up a shingle for, Lum? You mean he's bought himself a house already and he's got to patch a roof?
No, of course not.
Well, what's it for, then?
That's just something all professional men do. Just shows what kind of business they're in.
Oh, you mean Dr. Snide's in the lumber business, too, huh?
No, he's a dentist.
Well, why don't he hang up a tooth, then? He could use that elk tooth he's got. That'd show he's in the tooth business. But that shingle hanging up there, that'd just get everybody mixed up, Lum. No, we better tell Dr. Snide not to do that.
No, we ain't gonna do no such a thing. He'd think we's a couple of ignoramuses. Ain't but one of us.
Well, that idea ain't going to help him get any business, I can tell you that right this minute.
Listen, Abner, that's just a professional expression. He don't actually take a shingle and hang it up somewhere.
He don't, huh?
Of course not. It's just something he has his name printed on.
His name?
Yeah, Dr. Samuel W. Snide, dentist.
Oh, I see. Sure, what's your matter? He prints his name on them, huh?
Yeah. That way, folks can tell what kind of work he does and where his office is at.
Why, sure. Yeah, I know what they're for. Of course, I believe little cards would be better for him.
Little cards?
Yeah, that's going to be awful bulky carrying a big batch of shingles around with him, Mom. Be a heap easier to print his name on some of them little business cards like Squire Skimp does. That's what they call them.
Wait a minute. I never said he's going to carry no batch of shingles around with him.
I know you never, Lum, but that's what they always do. Carry them around and pass them out to everybody. They meet somebody and hand them one of their cards or shingles, he'd have to. Generally, they leave a stack of them down at the barber shop.
I'm talking about putting up a sign.
I know what you're talking about, Lum. And that's why I say little cards would be better than shingles. One of them things ain't going to be easy to tote around all over town. Them things are heavy, Lum.
I know there. That's the reason I tell you.
And he don't look none too strong, neither. Well, facts is, he's sort of skinny and weak-looking, if you want my honest opinion.
Abner, Dr. Snide ain't going to carry no bundle of shingles around.
Well, what's he going to do then? Have somebody else carry them for him?
No.
Haul them around in a little wagon?
Of course not.
I believe that little Barton boy's got a wagon he's outgrowed. I believe his pa told me that the other day. He'd like to sell it. We can get that for him. I'll call up right now and see if we can borrow that
wagon.
Abner,
get away from that phone.
Huh?
Dr. Snide don't want no little boy's wagon or nothing else.
Well, Lum, them shingles ain't going to follow the doc around by themselves. I can tell you that right now. He'll have to drag them or something, and that'd be heavy dragging a big bundle of shingles.
Greenies, Abner, someday you're going to drive me stark, raving, mad, crazy.
Huh?
Will you listen to me for half a second?
Why, sure. I've been listening to you. Ain't said a word myself, not a word. Go ahead.
All I've been trying to tell you is that Dr. Snide's going to put up a sign out in front of the store so that folks will know that his office is in the back of the room there, in the feed room.
Ah,
He ain't gonna tote no shingles around.
Why, doggies, now you're talking sense, Lum. Yes, sir. Now, that's a lot better than that first idea you had.
That I had?
Yes, sir. I'm proud you changed your mind. Good for you, Lum.
For goodness sake.
I was saying to Elizabeth just the other day, I said, oh, Lum makes a lot of mistakes, but sooner or later he can see where he's wrong, and he's smart enough to change his mind.
You said that, huh?
Yes, sir. That's just what I said. Mm-hmm. I said, all I have to do is just point out the Lum where he gets off the track. That's all there to it. No fussing, no arguing, nothing. Yes, sir. I said, old Lum's all right. That's what I said. I told Elizabeth that. I said, he's all right.
Awful thought of you to say that.
Why, it weren't nothing. Ain't nothing any fella wouldn't do for his friend and partner.
Well, just don't bother to say it to nobody else here.
Huh?
I don't want you to overdo this friendship.
Oh, why, Lum. I'll be glad to do that much for you any old time. Yes, sir. Think the world and all of you. Max says, I'm always bragging on you that way, Lum. I sat there and talked to Elizabeth about you by the hour. Tell her what good friends we are. And I just love to do it.
That's fine.
You can always depend on me, old Abner, your friend.
That is fine.
Just friendship, that's what it is, just friendship. Mm-hmm. Just old-fashioned friendship. That's what it is between me and you.
Yeah, well, if we're such good friends, Abner, maybe you'll help me paint up a big sign to put out in front of the store then for Dr. Snide.
Why, sure. Just anything at all, old friend. Anything you want, did you can depend on me to do it. I'll help you do anything. Now, what is it you want to see on the sign? For sale?
For sale?
Yeah, for sale, one bundle of good shingles.
Well, I'll swan to goodness. Back again.
Well, ain't that it?
Of course not.
Well, now, Lum, we ought to get rid of all them shingles you bought some way. They'll just go to ruin.
Abner, I never bought no shingles. Can't you understand nothing?
Never bought them?
No.
Hey, doggies, Lum, you are smart, you know it. I'm proud I said what I did about you to Elizabeth. You knowed enough to talk this over with me before you went ahead and did anything. Yes, sir, you're smart. You've got a brain in that little old head of yours, Lum. I'll have to tell this to Elizabeth when I go home for supper tonight. She'll admire to hear it.
Don't bother.
Oh, she'd just love to hear about you, Lum. She likes you, too. Thinks you're smart. She's always saying that she thinks you're smart. Just thinks the world and all of you, just like me. We are three of the best friends in the world, I can tell you that.
That's nice, I say. I feel the same way about her and you, too, but I wish you wouldn't talk about me so much.
Now, if that ain't just like you. You're just self-unconscious, Lum. That's what you are.
Maybe that's it.
Don't like for folks to be talking and bragging about you. Now, what was you want on this sign, old feller? I'll help you.
Well, I told you once it's a sign with Dr. Snide's name on it. And some advertising telling what a good dentist he is and all that, of course.
Oh, sure, yeah. We'll put that on. Yes, sir. That's a good idea, Lum. Nobody that you would have thought that up. That's a good idea.
We'll decide what we want to say on the sign, and then you can go ahead and paint a big one.
Old friend Abner, I'll do it for you.
Then we can nail it up in front of the store quick as it gets dry.
Yeah, yeah. And it oughtn't take us long to study up what to say, neither. Smart as you are and all, Lum.
No, it oughtn't. Well, let's see. Reckon the first thing I ought to say is, put his name down there, Dr. Samuel W. Snide.
Yeah. How about this? Dr. Samuel W. Snide, Champion Dentist.
No, that wouldn't... they don't have Champion Dentist.
Well, he's a champion. He's got that medal on his watch chain.
Well, that's for winning the standing broad jump when he was in high school.
Well, that makes him a champion. We wouldn't have to come right out flat-footed and say what he was champion of.
No, we gotta be honest about this, Abner. You can't do business no other way.
Oh, well, let's see. How about this? Dr. Samuel W. Snide, teeth pulled inside.
Teeth pulled inside?
Yeah, see, that sort of rhymes.
That'd get folks all mixed up.
Oh.
You wouldn't know if you meant inside the store or inside your mouth.
Well, it could mean both. Of course, if you want to make it a little clearer, why, you could say teeth pulled inside out. Teeth pulled out inside. I reckon that's what I mean.
No, I don't much like that idea.
Well, let's see. How about this? Teeth pulled while you wait.
Well, that's better. Oh, wait a minute. That's silly, though, come to think about it. Naturally, they'd have to wait if they're having a tooth pulled.
Not if they had false teeth, they wouldn't. Last night, Dr. Snide wanted to pull a tooth out of Grandpa Master's lower plate.
Well, that was just a mistake, though. He never knowed it was a plate. Anybody could make a mistake like that.
I still like that idea, teeth pull while you wait.
No, we need something that makes it sound like Dr. Snide does just a little bit better dentist work than anybody else.
Oh, does a little better work, huh?
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's what'll get him the business.
Sure.
Like that old lettered saying of mine, make a better mousetrap and the world'll beat a path to your door. Uh-oh. I oughtn't to have said that.
Yeah, let's see now. What can we say on there then?
For goodness sakes, Admiral, ain't you gonna say nothing about mousetraps?
About mousetraps? Why, of course not.
That's a relief. Must not have heard what I said.
Why, sure, I heard you. You said if you make a better mousetrap, the world will beat a path to your door.
Well, ain't you going to ask me if Dr. Snide's in the mousetrap business or something like that?
No, of course not, Mom. He's a dentist.
Well, I'll swan to goodness.
See, that's just old Eddard saying, Mom.
I'll be dead.
Yeah, see, it don't actually mean a feller's making mousetraps. It's just an expression. You understand now?
If that don't beat the bugs are fighting.
Huh?
Abner, will you watch the store a minute? I want to run down to the barbershop and tell the fellers down there something.
Why, sure, run along. I'll finish up the sign, old friend.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Well, take your time.
Grannies, I've heard everything now.
Swan too, goodness. Sick itis. A dentist making mousetrap. Don't get old, Lum is a fine feller, but he can get himself the worst mixed up of every one human I ever seen in my life.